My name is Robert Baish, Medicare Bob. It's FAQ Friday, and in this video, I'm going to discuss the downfalls to Medicare Advantage plans, those zero premium plans that you see advertised on TV. For the record, this is not going to be a video of an agent that only sells Medigap plans bashing Medicare Advantage plans, because actually my office and I both, we all sell all plans, Medicare Advantage and Medigap Medicare supplement plans. So this is not me coming and telling you that Medicare Advantage plans are never right for anyone, you should never get them. I will share with you that for us at least, we advertise nationwide and help people all over the country, and for us, 90% of the people choose a Medicare supplement when they fully understand the differences. But that does not mean that if you're choosing an Advantage plan, you're making a bad choice. It's just for us, when we fully educate everyone, they tend to choose a Medicare supplement. So let's get right into it. First, what is a Medicare Advantage plan? A Medicare Advantage plan is a private alternative to Medicare. So the whole idea behind an Advantage plan is that a private insurance company can give you your benefits at a more cost-effective rate than the government can. So companies that offer Advantage plans will go to the government and say, listen, this is what we do. This is our business. So we can offer benefits to a Medicare beneficiary more cost-effectively than you can. Now, the government says, okay, so we'll give you a certain amount of money per month to insure so-and-so in such area, and sometimes it's more money if you have a chronic condition or and stuff like that, but they're gonna basically give you a per capita amount per person that you can sign up for into the Advantage plan. Now, we're gonna make sure you do a good job. So this is the government talking to the insurance carrier. So we're gonna regulate you, we're gonna give you a star rating, you know, and the better the star rating, the more bonuses and money you'll make, because that means you're doing a good job for the people on Medicare. So an Advantage plan is a private alternative to Medicare. So instead of your monthly premium going to Medicare Part B, it's gonna go to a private company instead. Now, an Advantage plan is advertised sometimes as Medicare Part C, Medicare All-in-One, Medicare Complete, you know, All-in-One plan. So the reason they advertise that way is they do combine the A and the B benefit. Normally they also include drug coverage. That's most of the time, not all the time. So they take that premium that you're paying Medicare and it goes to that private company. And then also they're gonna get a certain amount of money per month to insure you. And then they create a benefit package. So they go and they meet with doctors, which is why you have an HMO or a PPO with most Advantage plans, and they come up with a fee structure that the doctors will agree to accept and that the insurance company feels that they can make money insuring you at that fee schedule with the providers. Now, some of the downsides, the biggest one in my opinion, is that if you ever want to upgrade to a supplement, you have to medically qualify. If that wasn't the case, if that rule did not exist, I would almost always be in favor of, hey, go with an Advantage plan, and then when you get sick, upgrade your plan. But that rule does exist. If you choose an Advantage plan and you want to go to a supplement later in life, you have to medically qualify to do so. Well, for me personally, that's pretty strong, because if I'm 65 or older, I'm statistically more likely to use my health insurance in the next 5 to 10 years than I did the last 20. So I'm concerned that if I choose an Advantage plan and then something does happen, I might get stuck in that coverage. So the biggest downfall, in my opinion, is if you ever want to upgrade your plan, you have to medically qualify. Another downfall is that you have a network of providers. So it is an HMO or a PPO. So you have to go to certain doctors that accept the plan. And you have to sign an annual contract with that Advantage plan provider, but the doctors don't. The doctors and providers are allowed to pull out of that plan at any time. So let's say you do all your research in October or November during the annual election period and you choose an Advantage plan. And at the time, your doctors all accepted it, your cardiologist, your primary care, your hospital, everyone that you go see, it takes the plan at the time. So then you get that plan, starts January. Well, let's say in March, for whatever reason, your provider changes their mind. Maybe they didn't get paid, maybe they disagree with the fee schedule, whatever their argument is with the insurance carrier, and they drop that insurance carrier. Well, if it's April, and you have that plan and your doctor drops it, your only option is to either pay out of pocket to go see your doctor or change your doctor. You don't have the option of changing plans. So you sign an annual contract, but your doctors don't. So they can at any moment not take the plan. Another downfall is, you know, let's say you need cataract surgery. Well, you only get two eyes. So if I'm getting cataract surgery, I personally want to be able to Google the best cataract doctor in the area that can do the procedure for me, that has the highest rankings, that's the best facility, that I'm confident it's going to do a great job. I don't want a list of a couple that are willing to do it and accept the plan that I have. I personally would like the flexibility to choose the best one. You can use that analogy with any type of specialty. Really, let's say cardiologist. You get one heart. I personally, if I need open heart surgery or I need a procedure done, let's say I have AFib and I want a doctor to go do that procedure where they try to shock your heart back in rhythm, me personally, I don't want a limited option for that. I want to Google the best one. Even if I have to drive 2 hours away or whatever the case, I want to, the doctor that's going to zap my heart, I want to make sure is the one that I'm confident that is going to do a good job. Again, I get one heart, okay? So a downfall to the Advantage plan is because you only can go to certain doctors. Not only can they pull out any time, but you have a network. So if you want to go to the best, maybe you won't be able to. That being said, maybe you will. Maybe in your area, the best cardiologist does take that Advantage plan. So you lucked out, and that's really cool. But oftentimes, the best doctors, you know, they may not take the fee schedule that a private company wants to accept. So a lot of times, for you to have that flexibility, if you go an Advantage plan, you might be giving that up. You also give up predictability. You know, if you choose an Advantage plan, you don't know what your healthcare is going to cost. I mean, if you read the summary of benefits, a lot of times it will say, you know, for lab work, it's going to range from this, you know, from zero to $300. You know, an MRI could be $250 to $475. You know, you never really know what your healthcare cost is going to be. And most people that are on Medicare that I speak with, at least, are also on a fixed income. So, you know, they would like to know what their healthcare cost is going to be so they can budget for it. So the point is, you don't have any predictability, because, you know, if you have an out-of-pocket limit of $6,700 in-network and, let's say, $10,000 out-of-network, you know, you don't know. You know, maybe 1 year you only spend $2,000 on the plan. Maybe the next year you spend $8,000. Maybe the next year you spend $300. So there's no consistency, no predictability with that. Another downfall is the drug coverage. If you choose an Advantage plan, you only get the drug coverage that's, you can, most plans, if you choose an HMO or PPO, if they include drug coverage, or even if they don't, you cannot get a separate drug plan. So you are stuck with whatever drug plan is included in that plan, in that health plan benefit package. To where if you go with a supplement, you have a choice of normally 25 different drug plans that might cover your prescriptions for a better value. So this is just candid talk about the downfalls to Advantage plans. You know, the only real pro to the Advantage plan is it's cheap per month. That's really it. In some areas, there's zero premium. Again, you're still paying your Medicare premium, but they're nothing extra, so the same price. Some areas, they might be $30 or $67. But in my, you know, the downfall is you're giving up predictability, flexibility. You don't know what it's going to cost. You have to go to certain doctors. You have to get prior authorizations, referrals. But to me, my opinion, the biggest one is if you ever want to supplement later in life, you may not be able to. Because if you go with an Advantage plan and you do stay healthy, and maybe you only go to one doctor twice a year and they're on the plan, you're gonna like that Advantage plan. When you're not gonna like it is if something happens and you gotta go pay a big lump sum of money, or the doctor you wanna go, let's say now that you do need a heart procedure and the four best doctors within a 50 square mile radius don't accept your plan, you know, that's when you're like, okay, I wanna go to a supplement. Well, again, you have to medically qualify. And one of the health questions, you know, they're gonna ask you, the supplement's gonna have health questions. So one of them is gonna be, do you have anything scheduled or something like that? So if you know you need a cardiac procedure done, you're not gonna be able to get a supplement. So again, I'm not against them. 10% of our clients get them. I'll give you an example of a client that gets it. So a client really just cannot afford the $110, $120 for Medigap. Like, it really comes down to, if they do that, they're gonna be eating cat food. Okay. Well, in that case, obviously, let's get you a health plan that is not going to, you know, stop you from being able to feed yourself. Okay. But at the end of the day, if you have the $100 to $130 a month for a Medigap to go to any doctor you want to go to have full coverage, most people that I speak to that understand the differences choose that. So again, I'm not against them. They're out there. There's a right fit for them. I personally feel that agents and especially the TV commercials, they don't do a good job of sharing with you the pure fact that you have to upgrade later. So I just wanted everyone to know that. If you have any questions, please leave a comment below. Please like and share this video. If you have an Advantage plan and you want to share a downfall to it, please do. If you disagree with me and if you think Advantage plans are the best thing in the world, leave a comment below. I'll be happy to start that conversation with you. But I do this every day, and I do evaluations for thousands of people a year. So I know the real outcome, not just now, but what it looks like in 5 years from now based on what somebody chooses. So, but yeah, please like and share this video.